USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Described by some who witnessed it as chaotic and by others as an American disgrace, the first presidential debate of the season is in the books.
Will you shut up, man?
Listen, who is President Trump and Joe Biden speaking over each other through much of the debate, and at times the president even got into it with moderator Chris Wallace.
Mr. President, your campaign agreed to both sides would get two-minute answers uninterrupted. Well, your side agreed to it, and why don't you observe what your campaign agreed to as a ground rule, okay, sir?
He never keeps his word.
No, I'm not asking that. That was a rhetorical question.
The president could sign a bill today to keep the government running as the Senate finished debating it yesterday and will hold a final vote today. Just before the new budget year begins, the temporary funding bill would avoid a shutdown through December 11th. This is USA Radio News.
We've all heard it. Eat healthy. But what does eating healthy mean? Sure, there are countless diets out there, but they contradict each other. Yet all experts agree we should eat a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. Whole fruits and vegetables are the perfect fuel to power the cells in your body, giving you the stamina you need to handle your day-to-day activities. And that's what Balance of Nature is. Whole fruits and vegetables delivered to you in a convenient capsule form for only 22 cents a serving. Our proprietary blend has no additives or fillers, just the full nutritional value of a variety of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Balance of Nature provides you with a natural energy boost without a caffeine crash, a 3 o'clock slump, or an early bedtime. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself by going to balanceofnature.com or by calling 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code USA.
Disney is laying off 28,000 employees amid COVID-19 closures at its theme parks. The jobs will also impact its workers at its Disney Experiences and in its consumer products divisions. Senate Majority Leader Republican Mitch McConnell says the president's pick for Supreme Court justice should be considered by all senators, not based on politics, but on her record. And he's slamming Democrats for using what he calls scare tactics concerning Amy Coney Barrett.
These hysterical claims collapse under the slightest examination, but sadly, they're just beginning.
Country music legend and sometimes actor Mac Davis has died. He had a hit with this in 1972.
Baby, baby, don't get looked on me.
Davis also wrote big hits for others like Elvis Presley's In the Ghetto. Davis died after heart surgery. He was 78. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
A Marine Corps F-35 fighter jet crashing in Imperial County, California yesterday afternoon after clipping the wing of a Marine KC-130 refueling tanker during a mid-air refueling. That's according to a Marine Corps statement that says the pilot of the fighter jet was able to eject safely. The KC-130 was then also able to carry out a safe emergency landing. The late Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg has been laid to rest at Arlington National Cemetery. She was buried privately next to her husband, Martin, who passed away in 2010. Ginsburg made history last Friday as the first woman to ever lie in state at the U.S. Capitol after she lied in repose at the Supreme Court building last Wednesday and Thursday. The singer known for the feminist anthem, I Am Woman, is dead. Helen Reddy passed away early yesterday. The Australian native was 78 years old. And the 46th season of Saturday Night Live is premiering this week and will be performed in front of a live audience for this Saturday's show. The cast and crew, along with that audience, will be back in Studio 8H. Although tickets to the show come with a long list of coronavirus safety measures, audience members will be required to take a mandatory COVID-19 test upon their arrival, and temperature checks will also be required. Masks must be worn at all times. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.